This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thousands of people are without power and others are preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry makes its way through the state of Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies. The city's mayor, LaToya Cantrell, told residents Saturday rain will be a major problem.
Between 10 to 20 inches for the city of New Orleans, with locally higher amounts possible.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for higher waters flowing down the Mississippi. Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. As AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports, Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has described the attack as one of the wicked and cowardly acts by terrorists against the Somali people. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. A protest leader said a planned meeting with the country's ruling generals to sign a power-sharing deal was postponed until Sunday. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. Saturday's marches marked 40 days since the dispersal of the pro-democracy protesters sit-in outside military headquarters in Khartoum on June 3rd. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the dispersal and subsequent crackdown. The authorities, however, put the death toll at 61. Police in Hong Kong moved in to clear the streets in Sheung Shui district on Saturday after clashes broke out between police and some protesters toward the end of an otherwise peaceful march. Riot police and broadcast a warning notice asking protesters to leave as they moved in formation with police vehicles driving behind them. They used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd, according to the public broadcaster RTHK. The protesters marched through the streets in the district that lies across the border from the mainland city of Shenzhen, demanding the Hong Kong government deal with traders from mainland China. They went past pharmacies and cosmetics shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders, who then bring the goods back to sell in the mainland. Turkey is continuing to receive Russian S-400 air defense parts despite U.S. objections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who face deportation. The campaign was confirmed Friday by President Trump. It's expected to focus on hundreds of families in several cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
No. O-F-A-1. All the hits and more. B-O-F-A-1.